Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Are you on Two Way Thoughts Podcast? What's this, episode three?
Episode three.
We three deep. Three deep right now.
Feeling good.
Feeling kind of good.
Actually, technically, we made four because we made a quickie, remember?
Yeah.
Everybody likes quickies. Come on now.
Quickies are good every now and then, but, you know, That's not the full course, so. But, yeah, we did make a quickie. That was kind of like a... No, I wouldn't call that an episode, but I would call it like a little promo thing.
Yeah, you know? Definitely not an episode, but hope you guys got a good chuckle out of that one.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. We was out hanging out for the night remote, you know, broadcasting live from the Bob Marley. It was pretty fun getting out, hanging out with some people and enjoying ourselves out there.
Hope everyone had a great, fantastic Christmas with friends and family. Hope you got everything that you deserved.
No doubt. You know, Christmas is, you know, mainly for the little kids, but of course, big kids like things too. So, there's nothing wrong with that. Before we get started, I just want to wish you guys a happy holidays and, you know, happy new year. Hope you guys are, like she said, you know, enjoying your time off. If you're off right now, enjoying time with family and friends and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give us a few quick shout outs to a few people that, you know, have favored our channel and been kind of looking to us as someone that they kind of look for our podcast, and we kind of look for them as well. Shout out to Real Talk on Anchor, B-Boy Mario Kart, Yulia Cheldeva, I believe. I hope I said her name right. And YSSN Nino, and Michelle Bell, Realtors. You know, just want to give you guys a shout out. Appreciate you guys showing some love for us.
Yeah, and your feedback too. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes, we definitely appreciate the love and the feedback. People have hit us up and talked to us about our podcast and said they enjoy it and look forward, you know, to hearing us every week, every Wednesday. Right now, we're doing it once a week. But, you know, if it becomes bigger than what it, you know, it is right now, we'll, you know, definitely do more into it. But definitely appreciate the love and support that came to us from people out there. And, like, once again, you can hit us up at twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. That's twaythoughts@yahoo.com. And I remember, like, the other day you said to me, you was so impressed that I spelled it the other night when I was feeling a little good the other night.
Drunk.
I wasn't drunk. It's not talking about me right now. I'm just talking about how...
I was impressed.
She was impressed by me spelling that.
Some people can't even spell thought sober.
Listen.
So, I definitely was really impressed.
Hey, you know,
you scored more points,
I do what I can do when I can do it. that's what it is. But, like I said, I want to give you guys a quick shout out, you know, show them love and support for us. We're going to get right into it. You know, we talking about NFL always because it is football season. We're both, you know, football lovers. You know, let me just get us a quick tip to the females out there, the ladies out there that have men in their lives and their guys love football. Ladies, really, 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 really important that you learn a little bit about the game. Hopefully, through the podcast, you learn a bit more and can relate to your man and the love he has for the game and show a little appreciation for his love and try to, you know, talk to him about it, learn through us, and impress him a little bit. You know, show him that you like football. And if you don't like it, at least act like you like it. You know, because a lot of men, they like sports, and for the most part, there's a few women that do, and the guys that do love sports love women that love sports as well. And that's,
please let the audience know, though, this is not me loving sports because of you, though.
Oh, no.
I love football. Love football. So, and I agree with what he said. So, just like it's very attractive to me with him knowing what he knows about football, vice versa. He loves the fact that I sit and watch Sunday games with him, that I understand what's going on. I know he loves when I ask questions, because he always loves when I don't know answers. but yes, just like they show support to you, we have to show support. And granted, there are things that, you know, certain sports, I will admit, I'm not a basketball fan, nor am I a college football fan, but I'm willing to watch, and I have a couple times. So he's, you know, I'm doing that for him, but thank God we are on the same NFL football page, minus the teams, but that's okay. It's okay, because I like winners, you know, we won't go there for him.
We not even going to that point yet. We got to do that every single week, really?
Every week, honey, every week.
Listen.
You're lucky you guys made it in.
Okay, we'll get into that, but like I said, you guys...
Hey, be happy I clap for your team, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, since we know we're talking about colleges a little bit, you know, shout out to Florida State. We pulled out a victory today over Southern Miss. Yeah, it was the Independence Bowl. But you know what? The big things are happening. You know, they're looking at possibly getting prime time, you know, as a defensive back coach next year with Florida State. So definitely hoping that that happens, because I'm the biggest primetime fan Deion Sanders, you know, there is. So if he's back in, you know, in Tallahassee with Florida State, big things definitely going to happen with Coach Taggart out there.
What's the Independence Bowl?
Independence Bowl is one of the bowl games that are played, you know, as a kind of like a, not a playoff, but like a extra game teams can play to, you know, win a kind of a ring or some type of, you know, championship for that particular team in college, whatever. So,
and then it's over?
That season's over now, yeah. Okay. The teams that are left are going to be playing in like a playoff, a 14 playoff. So those teams will be playing on after New Year's Day to kind of end the season, but it'll be a single elimination playoff. And we'll get into those things, you know, next week, talk about those teams. My team's not in, so I really don't care about it too much, but I'm a fan of football. And I know that the Clemson-Alabama game is going to be really good. Georgia-Oklahoma's game is going to be pretty good. So it's going to be an exciting college football playoff. So can't wait to see that. But like I said, we're not going to go into depth for that right now because I'm not a fan of them per se. But I definitely will talk about them next week. We're going to get into some NFL scores. Once again, we only talk about playoff potential teams and playoff teams that are in it right now. Unfortunately, we're not going to talk about teams that are out of it because it just makes the bleed of – well, I'm sorry, not the bleed. What am I talking about? Makes the bleeding for the, you know, the fans, you know, even more and more in depth because of their
especially
team.
Especially if you have a crappy team. Yeah,
if you have a crappy team.
You know who those are.
We're not going to talk about you guys. So we
New York.
You saw you got something in your throat.
Sorry. That hurt.
Yeah.
I heard you saying it.
Well, don't say nothing about the New York Giants because they put y'all out twice in the Super Bowl. So,
oh, whatever. So. Why does everybody keep going back to that? They suck right now. They suck last year. They suck the year before that. Come on.
Well, all I know is Eli is 2-0 against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That's all he can have to say.
Can you continue with the scores? Thank you.
I will. I definitely will, because every time I say that, it's kind of like that's what happens when you got these Boston fans. They don't like to talk the truth when they talk about Red Sox Nation. And, you know, I'm a Yankees fan, you know, so all I got to say is 27, and they know what I mean, and I'll just walk away. Because how are you a nation when you don't have more than, 12 World Series rings? But we have 27, so I guess we're a universe, I guess, then, right?
I have no clue what any of that means. That was, like, completely a different language.
Well, it was a different language.
I don't watch baseball, as you guys can tell.
Exactly. That's how they play no comprende. They don't understand nothing now all of a sudden. But anyway, NFL scores. The Colts and the Ravens. Ravens pulled it out 23-16. The Vikings beat the Packers 16-0, eliminating their chances to get into the playoffs.
Oh, shoot. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that was on Saturday. Wow. That was two Saturday games that happened right before Christmas. So that eliminated the Packers' chance. And, of course, right after that happened, they put Aaron Rodgers on the IR list, which is kind of messed up because they try to be slick about it. But, you know, they didn't win, so now he's hurt again, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. He is hurt. He's heart hurt.
he hurted it, his heart. You're right. The Lions, they lost their chance of potentially being in the hunt for the playoffs. They lost to the Bengals of all teams.
Oh, my gosh.
26-17.
Close.
The Rams finish up the Titans. That win for the Rams actually helped the Jaguars, and we'll talk about how that affected them in their game in just a minute. The Rams beat the Titans 27-23. So shout out to the LA Rams. Todd Gurley's doing his thing out there. He can be an MVP. You know, he's going up against Tom Brady, the last, you know, kind of top two.
Oh yeah, we were talking about this tonight.
We were talking about this earlier. So you know, it's those two.
I mean, I love Tom Brady. You know that, but I'm all for, you know, the underdog, someone who hasn't had that shine, that light, you know, to get that MVP. So we'll see.
Yeah, they, you know, these some young guys, they're
good for them.
They're up and coming. So, you know, I'm looking to see good things out of these guys. Mm-hmm. Even though they're in the NFC with my guys. The Dolphins lost to the Chiefs 23-13. The Pats beat the Bills 37-16.
Whoop whoop. And don't we have home field advantage now too in the playoffs?
Well, actually, you guys don't have it officially yet. Once again, like I said, if you guys win next week and the Steelers win, then you guys automatically get it. But if you guys lose and the Steelers win, then it's flip-flop, then the Steelers will have it. So real important games, week 16. Usually a lot of teams like to sit their players, but it's going to be pretty official this last weekend. So we'll see. Yeah, so now we have the Falcons lost to the Saints. So that game, I was pulling for the Falcons because of it affects our standings. So the Falcons, they play us next weekend, and
go Falcons!
Hey, listen, we already in it, so I don't care.
Hey, my mother's a fan, so if you guys listen to the other podcast, you know, I love my mom, but, you know, I also love this guy. When you play good, you play good, you deserve to win, and that's just, to me, that's how it is. But I will say it's sad to see my mother's face and to see her upset, but I do love the back and forth between my mother and Tony. So she, actually, he wore... his Cam Newton jersey over to my mother's house on Christmas Eve.
I dabbed on him.
My mother can't stand Cam, nor can she, you know, obviously stand the Carolina Panthers. And so it was quite funny for my mother to walk out the house, and the first person that she spotted was Tony, and she actually flicked him off. So I thought that was pretty funny.
He gave me the number one sign.
So it's going to be an interesting Sunday. So we'll see what happens.
Exactly. So, Chargers, they beat the Jets 14-7, so they still in the chance for the playoffs when one of those last two seeds. The Bucks, of course, lost to my Panthers. My boy Cam pulled through in the clutch. James had a great game.
That's a good play.
Yeah. Cam had a decent game, not his greatest, but he came through in the clutch. That's what he does, you know. So the last 2 minutes of the game, went down the field, marched it down, fumbled a snap, fumbled it, picked it back up, went to the end zone, dabbed on him. Game over for his son. His birthday was that was
he
first
turned
one. So that's a good birthday present.
Gave his football to a kid. So that was nice. Not to like interrupt you, you know, talking about your boys. But who's the dude that ran 102 miles? Listen to me, 102 yards.
What for us?
Yeah, no. On Sunday, I don't know what team he was on, but remember he caught it. And he ran it all the
that
way
was,
in.
That was us. That was Damir Bird.
Oh, that was
that, that was Damir Bird.
And Bird,
kickoff,
Bird.
Kickoff
yep.
return. And then he broke his leg.
I thought he broke his leg.
He broke his leg the next half. Yeah.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I thought it was. I wasn't 100% sure, but I don't know if you guys saw that. But that's football. That's fun. I love seeing stuff like that.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, Bird, he got hurt, unfortunately, after that game. Well, during the game. So, we only got...
That's right. We had to flip-flop between... Patriots and Panthers game. I was like, how come we didn't see that part? Because they both came on at one. So
yeah, so we kind of compromised when they both come on at one. You know, we'll watch a half of each team and, you know, go from there. The Jags, like I was saying earlier, they won by losing, if that makes sense. So the Titans lost to the Rams earlier in the day, 27-23. So that helped the Jags get the division title for the AFC South. Now, they end up losing to the 49ers 44-33, which, like I said, they won by losing. So they even though they lost the game, they won the division because of that game by the Titans and the Rams. So,
but congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars. First time since 1999.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
You know, so
I have a child that old. So, wow.
Shout out to the Jags once again. I don't know if you want to be limping into the playoffs, like I said, you know, losing to the 49ers. Even though they have Jimmy G, it's still not a good thing to be losing games going into the playoffs because, you know, how your mentality is, if you're taking off already, you know, before the playoffs hit, I mean, you can be one and done. This is just like that. So there's no next week after you losing the playoffs. So that can be something that we can look for, unfortunately, in the upcoming weeks. Seattle Seahawks beat the Cowboys 21-12. I tell you, man, that game was pretty close. Dez Bryant, whatever you want to call himself, didn't do pretty good. He coming at Dak like he wanted the ball. He going to the coaches, he wanted the ball. The very next play after him, demanding the ball, he gets fumbled. He fumbles the ball. And then another play, you know, in the second half, he drops the ball and causes the interception. Now, you can say the ball was behind him somewhat, but –
Well, you saw what he looked like on that sideline. He was just staring off into...
He had a bad year. The man get too many targets for the amount of catches he has. He's getting paid a lot of money to make every play. Mm-hmm. And he's right now he's overpaid. And I think someone today asked, was he going to take a pay cut for his $12.5 million salary for next year? And he was like, nah, he ain't taking a pay cut. So
you got to catch them balls like Julio.
Listen, he got to catch something because right now he ain't catching nothing but air. For real. Yeah, so I mean, you know, it was a good week as far as football is concerned. Last two games of the regular, well, sorry, week 15. The Steelers beat the Texans. Like I said, you know, that helped out them as far as their chance of getting home field advantage. The Raiders lost to the Eagles 19-10.
That was a close game.
Another good game. You know, the Raiders tried to pull off a sneaky win there to prevent the Eagles from getting home field advantage, but Eagles pulled it off with Nick Foles. So we'll see how that kind of finishes off in the regular season and go into the playoffs with that new transition of quarterback with Nick Foles. But I can say they look a little bit shakier now without Carson Wentz. So it's a lot of teams in the NFC that are scary. The Eagles was one of them. Now I don't know about them being too scary. Now their defense look kind of suspect. I don't know if the guys are wearing down. The offense was kind of shaky. Guys are dropping passes. You know, different quarterback. But we'll see how that goes as far as this last few weeks is concerned. So the playoff standings as it stands today is in the AFC, Pats number one, Steelers number two, Jaguars number three, Chiefs number four, Ravens number five, Titans number six seed. So the Chargers and the Bills are still in the hunt, but they need some help. They got to win, but they need help. So, you know, when you got teams that are depending on other teams to win and lose, you're out of the driver's seat. So you really don't have really a good chance of getting in, but you have a chance. And that's all you really wish for in the end. But you got to take care of business or games that they probably should have won. They lost during the year. So it's coming down to the last week of the season. We'll see how that goes. And that finishes out in the AFC. Got a few battles in that particular division. Now the NFC is pretty much locked in far as teams. The Eagles, number one, Vikings, two, Rams, three, Saints, four, Panthers, five, six is Atlanta. The only team in the hunt right now for the NFC is the Seahawks. And it's pretty simple math for them, you know, for the NFC. They win, Atlanta loses, Seattle is in. You know, the Panthers could possibly win the NFC South if the Saints lose to the Bucs. So this week I'm pulling for the Bucs. You know, so process of elimination, we can actually jump up, you know, a few, like up to possible to the number two seed, actually.
But you guys are safe.
But we're in the playoffs. Yeah, we're definitely in the playoffs.
So what does it mean if you bump up to the number two seed?
We have a first round bye.
Okay.
So that means the Vikings, the Rams, Saints, they all got to lose, and we got to win in order for us to move up. So that, like I said, we're in a good spot.
Gives you more time to rest, right?
Give more time. I mean, yeah, give more time to rest, get guys healthy, you know, get hopefully another receiver possibly before the playoffs. But like I said, it's always good to play at home in the playoffs. You know, there's less travel, you know, less stress, getting tickets for family, all that stuff for guys. So real important that these guys, you know, finish out the season hard. Hopefully we play our starters and finish out the season strong. Because like I said, you don't want to go into the playoffs losing. You want to go in with a good momentum, and we're generally pretty good in December and January. So hopefully we can finish out the season strong and put these Falcons, you know, back to nest. And hopefully the Bucs can finish off all right, so, you know, that's our wrap-up for the NFL. You know, we went pretty extensive this week, NFL, because it's getting down to the wire, so... hopefully, if your team is in the playoff race or hunt or is in it right now, your team pulls it out. But if your team is playing against mine, then I wish for my team to win. Sorry.
Same here with mine.
You know, like I said, you know, this is the holiday season right now. We're going into the new year. You know, it's time for those people to start making those resolutions for, you know, weight gain, weight loss, you know, spiritual gains. And
I personally don't believe in resolutions. I believe in goals. And I think that, you know, the beginning of anything, whether it's your birthday, whether it's a new year, a new month, those are times for maybe new goals, you know, new direction. But we'll talk about that in a second. What I wanted to kind of like discuss was, you know, Christmas just passed. You and I, you know, this is our first Christmas together. With this first Christmas together comes your children, my children, lack of my children being here, and now your children. And, you know, we're a blended family. and I will say Christmas was great, but Christmas was 100% different for me this year. And it hit me literally on Christmas. Like, it just kind of smacked me upside my head. And, you know, for anyone who has children from a prior relationship, you know, whether your kids are older or younger, whatever the case may be, and you're coming together as with another family, obviously, to make one, there's differences. There's good, bad, whatever, you know. Oh, you had this tradition, they had this tradition, and, you know, you have to compromise. But with Tony and I, we both have children. However, I have adult children. He has younger children. And so my youngest child, I have two daughters. I have a 21-year-old, and I also have a granddaughter, which I love bragging about, who's 18 months. And I have an 18-year-old daughter. So this Christmas, neither of my children were here. My oldest daughter is married, and she was with her husband, and my youngest daughter was with her boyfriend. And this is the first year in 18 years that my Christmas tree was not decorated by my children, nor my children even being here. And so putting up a Christmas tree with a new family, if you will, granted his children are my family now, what was challenging, in all honesty. I FaceTimed both my girls and was like, wow, look, I mean, guys, you're not here. Look who's putting the tree up, you know. So I was glad that they were here to do it, because, to be honest, you know, if Tony and I weren't together, there would have been no tree. So that was like kind of step one in like, holy crap, this is completely different for me. Watching AJ and Ava, you know, put the ornaments on the tree, you know, it was fun, because I love seeing children, you know, decorate and stuff, because it, you know, of course reminds me of my kids. But at the same time, it's like, wow, holy crap, like, I miss my kids. And, but again, it, you know, it was fun, it was great. And so now let's fast forward, you know, to Christmas Day. Well, actually the day before Christmas, we took the kids, not sure how many people are from Florida, if you even know anything about Central Florida, but over here in Central Florida, we have lots of lakes, and with the lakes, we have lots of like recreational things where they do lights and Christmas trees. And so we took the kids to one of the lakes that has this really, really big Christmas tree, and it has a whole bunch of lights over like a mile, you know, around a lake. So everything was great, and it still remained great. But of course, memories were popping in my head of the same exact spots that I'm taking pictures of AJ and Ava, I took of Kiana and Aaliyah. And so of course, those like flashbacks with them running around in the park and, you know, doing flips, my kids did the exact same thing. So it was hard for me seeing that. And so it was hard seeing it, but I was really glad that with them not being here and also them being older, it kind of now is a transition to, you know, having little people again. And so I would say like that night I was fine, but now we're going to go into the next day, which was, well, actually it wasn't Christmas.
It was Friday.
Yeah. There's a joint custody. So we did Christmas early since you weren't going to have them on that Christmas day, but it was a Saturday, so Christmas was Monday.
Yeah.
But we did Christmas with them, and you know, came out here, they opened the gifts, and you know, they're young and they're rambunctious and they had so much fun, and oh my god, daddy, look, Miss Mel, look, you know, just so much energy, so much excitement, you know, in the air, so much mess, you know, which is what comes with children. And I'm sitting here and I'm excited, but at the same time, I wanted to just like burst out in tears and cry. And so at, you know, at one point I left, and actually, you know, I did do that, and it wasn't sadness. It's just that I recognized like, oh my God, like I don't have anyone who needs me. And, you know, right at that moment, you know, I know Tony knew and could sense and feel exactly what I was feeling, which he was. And he's just like, gosh, you're a great role model to my children. You know, thank you for everything. You know, they look up to you and we need you. And it was exactly what I was feeling and feeling like I lacked, because I have a daughter married and another one who, you know, she's 18, she's doing her own thing. And but yet now I have this again, and I needed that. And you know, God always, I'm not gonna sit here and get religious or anything like that, but God knows what you need. He puts the right people in your life at the right time, you know, to write those chapters in your life. And he knows. And I would have sat here again, honey, if we hadn't gotten together, you know, by myself on Christmas, and I probably just would have drank some wine and cried myself to sleep. I mean, you know, and I'm not a depressed person, but shoot, I mean, anybody whose children have grown up and they've moved out of the house, I'm sure you can 100% understand. So having the little pitter patter and the little laughters, you know, just, it just made it so much great. And, you know, after you came in there and I just kind of just told you my thought, you know, everything was perfect. You know, came out here, we play with the kids. You know, my older daughter bought Ava a little mini trampoline, took the trampoline outside, jumped around, we passed the football. You know, we had so much fun. So, but anyhow, embrace change. And I like, believe it or not, I do like change. I'm probably one of the only people, like, especially work-wise, they're like, you like change? I can't stand it. I hate change. I do like change. I embrace it. But sometimes it's difficult. Change is difficult, especially when you're bringing two different families together, and you're learning each other, and you're trying to be compatible. Again, my kids are not young like his children, so it wasn't like we had to, oh God, we hope they get along type thing. But they have to like me, vice versa with my children, you know. And so I believe AJ and Ava adore me, and I have a lot of fun with the both of them. And, you know, I just want to say to those, you know, that are in the same situation, and, you know, we're going to talk about this type of relationship more, you know, in later podcasts, because this is part of a relationship. But you have to embrace it, and you grow together, not just you and your significant other, but with the children, with the new in-laws, if you will, with the new family members. You know, we already had like a little ignorance on one thing from a photo, and you know, it was as simple as delete. You know, if we don't like something, you can't allow negativity. You can't allow, not everybody's going to agree with everything, and that's fine, you know, and you just keep it moving. We're not here to be negative. We inspire. Nothing about us is negative in the sense of us, our children. Anything that we post, as you can tell, we don't sit here and woe is me, we have this issue or that, you know what I mean? So we're trying to be inspiring, we're trying to be relatable to you guys and what is real, and we want you guys to know that, you know, we're real people with real, you know, life situations.
Yeah, so
oops, sorry, honey. So I just wanted to, you know, just real quickly, what was your thoughts about our first Christmas and everything?
I think it was a pretty decent experience. I mean, like I said, it was different for everyone. Like I said, I knew that something was going on with you as far as, you know, what you were going through as far as emotionally. I put myself in your shoes as far as, you know, how would I feel if, like I said, my first Christmas not dealing with my kids, you know, or having my kids or seeing them, you know, since they were babies or since they were born, basically. So it's a tough situation. I mean, if you know me, I'm a real softy when it comes to my kids. That's like my, you know, my breaking point right there. You mess with me with my kids, it's like something that I totally don't really like per se. So I know for sure that scenario of dealing with that situation of not seeing your kids or hearing, you know, seeing them put the tree up or ornaments and, you know, playing in the park, stuff like that, it brings you to those flashbacks of those moments and, you know, when they were kids. And the thing about it is, I know we talked about it, I was like, you know, when they're young, you like, man, I can wish to get older. You be wanting them to get older, like, man, he's 9 months old, man, this baby gonna go to sleep, I can't wait till they turn 5 or right? 2 or 3. When they turn 2, it's like, oh man, this kid is so bad. I can't wait to turn 5. And they're in school.
Well, we were just talking to our friend Michelle today, and she has a 5-year-old son, and she literally was like, I can't wait to have grandkids.
Y'all, that's a big jump. That's
right. I know. It was so funny, but it's true. That's just how it is.
You know, you wish for them, you know, of course, you want them to, you know, so, I mean, you want your kids to grow up, you know, normal childhood. You want them to have the most out of life and as a child. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, there are times you want them to say, hey, I can't wait for them to get a little older. But then when they get older, it's like, man, I wish they was a kid again.
Right.
You know, so I think, like I said, it's really tough for, you know, some people to deal with. If you really love your kids, and not saying you don't love them if they grow up and you don't miss your kids, but it's...
I think everybody's different. Everybody's different.
You know, I definitely feel like, you know, everyone has that moment of, man, I wish my kids was younger.
And it's also just the... I don't have anyone to, like, take care of. I don't have a little one to teach. Now, granted, Kiana thinks I'm Google. She thinks I'm supposed to know everything. So I am still appreciative that my 18-year-old still thinks I need to know everything, and she comes to me. But it's different. Needing, you know, that little kid needing you. And
right.
Now I have, you know, Ava and AJ and Angie and, you know, it's all good. It's all great.
It's all good. You know, mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, embrace the change, embrace new things. Like I said, keep things positive, keep things moving.
Mm-hmm.
This was, a great conversation this week. Like I said, we try to keep things on the things that we talk about on a, you know, either general basis or
mm-hmm.
it's things that we go through, you know, in life as well as you guys. Like I said, we were talking about going through, like, resolutions. I don't like making resolutions either. I like to set goals for myself, mm-hmm. you know. And just, you know, try to reach them. If I don't, hey, I still can try to obtain them at some other point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my goals is, you know, just become a better person, you know. Try to, you know, be better all overall. Father, companion, you know, son, brother, nephew, you know, just overall, because I know that I've been, you know, a little bit distant, you know, with some family members, with some things that I've been going through personally, you know, so just trying to get in a better spot to where I can be a better person overall to, you know, people that love me and that I love as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a great goal. I mean, I think that everybody should strive for that goal daily. I agree with you. I feel the exact same way, except for I don't have any siblings and I have a very, very small family, but you guys get the gist of it. I mean, I definitely... want to be a better person. I want to definitely have, you know, more patience, and I'll be honest, that's been a goal since I was 18 and I have yet to achieve that. But hey, it's going to happen. It definitely will happen.
At some point.
I mean, we may have to move out of Florida for that patient to really, really work because it's the drivers. But anyhow, you
left
know.
Turn, right, hey, left turn, right blinker.
Oh my goodness.
Right turn, left blinker.
You guys just have no clue if you don't live in Florida. Rain, believe it or not, they're scared of rain here when it pours and rains every day. But anyways, you know, so yeah, to be better to myself as well. You know, it's so easy to be hard on yourself. It's you have to lighten up. And so, you know, that's for me, obviously, to be better for you as well, be better for me, be better for my kids. And, you know, we want to hear what you guys think as well. And, you know, hit us up on and let us know that.
Yeah, hit us up at...
Or things you're going to be also doing in 2018. Any exciting changes? Is anybody just waking up one day and moving? Are you changing jobs? Are you getting a tattoo that you've always wanted? I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, just hit us up at twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. That's twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. We're going to be making a Facebook page soon to... upload some videos there as well, and, you know, like,
of course,
it.
We'll announce that on here, what it is once we do.
All right, like it, share it, comment, you know, send love. Tell you right now, you send anything negative, I'm deleting you.
Yeah,
straight up. I don't even care who you are.
Yeah,
family, friends, foe, doesn't matter.
We're not here to create or have enemies or make enemies. So if you got negative things to say, keep them to yourself. That's all. Or just keep it moving.
Yeah, I don't play with the Twitter fingers. I don't care about that. If you can't say it to my face, then hey, I'm not even worried about you then. Once again, guys, appreciate the love and looking out for us every week. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Hope you guys have a great New Year's Eve. Be safe.
Yes, be safe.
Drink and be merry, but be safe.
Watch your surroundings, too, because sometimes not all just about you being safe.
Exactly.
Watching others.
Damn it, man. We out of here.
Want you here for 2018.
We'll see you guys
next
year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Peace.